Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Mike Duffy, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Information Systems and Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Also joining us in our conversation from IBM is Jeff Smith. Mike, we obviously talk a lot about technology on this show, so could you tell us a bit about Treasury's IT strategy? Specifically, could you tell us about your efforts to align information technology to support the departmental and bureau business goals and their strategic priorities?
Absolutely. And indeed, the second part of your question is our strategy, so you saved me some portion of it. The issue of alignment, I think, is a really good one. And we're actually in the process right now working with our bureau executives on refining the department's IT strategic plan. As you may know, the secretary released a revised version of his strategic plan back in 2007 as we stood up the executive board this past January. That was an impetus for my office to start refining our IT strategic plan. So as we look at it right now, I look at three key mission support areas that we need to focus on. First of that is information and data analysis. The fact of the matter is Treasury processes just incredible quantities of information every day. A lot of what we do is transactional in nature, but to facilitate improvement and efficiency and accuracy in those transactions, we have to do a fair amount of analysis as well. We're processing incredible amounts of data. We take it in, we manage it, we manipulate it, and then we disperse it in some form or fashion depending on what the transaction is. So data management tools are critically important to us. And then finally, collaboration tools. In the transactional world that we operate in, so for example, the financial management service and all the transactions they execute with the banking industry every day, we're pretty mature. Where we have opportunities, I believe, is in the collaboration areas related to some of our enforcement responsibilities, certainly in the policy development and policy promulgation areas. Then with that as an overall context, there's a couple of specific areas I'd like to be ultimately driving some successes. Obviously, improved data management analysis, I've alluded to that already. More timely information sharing, again, particularly in our enforcement arenas. Increasing the reliability and efficiency of our electronic transaction services where those opportunities exist. And then probably the two areas that are my greatest focal areas, achieving greater efficiency in our operations and then the issues of greater data integrity and security. The efficiency of the operations, I think, is critical for us as a department, as it is for every federal department, because the fact of the matter is the budget is going to be pretty lean over the next several years. I think we all see that. In order to free up funds to invest in the new capabilities that we want to implement to improve data management, those types of things, we're going to have to basically make our operations less expensive, more efficient. You know, there's different strategies that can be employed there. Some of them are purely management. Some of them are heavily technical. And the right mix, we're still working to discern. The IT security is a significant challenge. That's going to dominate, I think, for the next 12 months to 2 years. And then issues of data integrity, I think, are also very important, particularly as we get into more automated collaboration and information sharing in the policy arenas. We need to make sure that the information that we're handling is good information, and certainly what we disseminate and disperse is good information.
So along these lines, given the complexity and the scale of Treasury, I would imagine that IT governance is very critical to you with respect to your ability to respond quickly to changing business needs. So could you tell us a little bit about IT governance at Treasury, but specifically could you describe your efforts to drive more of an enterprise view across the entire department as opposed to a very, I hate to use the word traditional, but a more vertical approach to technology?
Let me talk to the IT governance for a quick sec. We reestablished our Executive Investment Review Board this past January, and that's a key element to governance for IT. Executive engagement, particularly the business executives, is absolutely essential, not only because we ultimately will probably have hard trade-off decisions that we have to make. We have a limited budget. We can, you know, we may want to buy 10 things, but we can only afford 5. Which of the 5 we're going to invest in? But more importantly, to drive the overall direction, what are the key business problems that need IT solutions, and how practical are those IT solutions that us technical whiz guys come up with? I mean, ultimately, it's not the technical people that are going to use these tools. It's the folks in the business that use the tools. So having that executive engagement is critical. So we've done that through the e-board. We've also refined the Treasury CIO Council, which is comprised of the CIOs from each of the bureaus, kind of reoriented what we do and how we do it there. And then just the whole issue of driving the concept through my office that our mission is to support the business. And I think those three things are what I consider the three legs of the stool to improve governance. The issue of enterprise-wide IT, this is one I have some mixed feelings on, because clearly there are, as I indicated before, a need to have an enterprise view on a number of IT areas, corporate infrastructure, corporate networks, IT security, even things like the high-level IT governance and capital planning processes. Those need to be viewed in a corporate way and department-wide. And the e-board and the refined CIO Council, I think, are the mechanisms through which we achieve that. And we have some specific success stories, I think, in terms of dealing with Treasury-wide IT. Our new Treasury Network program is an example. The progress we're making on HSPD-12, Treasuries for an extended period had an enterprise-wide directory system. We've had a Treasury-wide PKI capability. So those are good examples of where we're succeeding in the enterprise. Having said that, it's important to remember that we do have very distinct business operations throughout Treasury, and those demand distinct, tailored IT solutions for those businesses. We can certainly reuse particular technologies and techniques, but all those techniques and technologies still have to be tailored to the business. And that ultimately, you know, means that we're going to have quite a few bureau-specific applications and bureau-specific IT services.
Mike, I understand your department's information technology capital investment portfolio totals just under $3 billion, or about 25% of the department's overall budget. Kind of a two-part question here. Would you elaborate on how you have strengthened the department's IT capital investment process to ensure that investment decisions are mission-aligned and cost-justified? And the second part is, what roles do the Treasury Executive Investment Review Board, the e-board you've mentioned in the previous question, and the Technical Investment Review Board play in establishing a robust investment review process?
The first response I'll make is that my office plays a role in strengthening our capital planning and investment. But the fact of the matter is so much of this goes on at the bureau level that it's a lot of the efforts that have gone on at the bureaus, led by the bureau CIOs and the bureau heads, that have really led to some of our recent successes. So I think I really want to make note of that. And within that context, I should say each of our bureaus has established bureau processes. At the department level, then we leverage those. I've talked already about the e-board. That's an integral part to the overall improvement. And bringing the lessons learned, and as well as the specific work that's going on at the bureaus, and synthesizing that at the department level is really where we've gained most of our traction. We have done some more, for lack of a better term, I'll call them technical things. We've refined our EVM, our earned value management policies, and our guidance to help the bureaus implement EVM on all their major projects. We've developed what we call an EVM light for the non-major projects, the smaller projects for which it would be too costly to implement a full ANSI-compliant EVM. And that's helping us collect information on how well we're tracking to our budgets, how well we're tracking to our schedules, and then our performance metrics. The big thing right now, I think, for us is really to institutionalize changes and the philosophies that are being promulgated at the executive level and really push those down into all levels of the department. In all honesty, probably the biggest challenge there is within the IRS. The Internal Revenue Service is an enormous organization in terms of size. They do incredible amounts of work. They have some of the most mature governance processes at their corporate level, but they're, you know, 98,000 people and probably 90% of our IT budget. So even when we get the policy set right and the corporate level infrastructure set properly. There's still an awful lot of work in terms of pushing that down through the entire organization. So that work is well underway, but I would say that's our greatest challenge area.
You touched on this with your comments around earned value, but mm-hmm. given the complexity and importance of Treasury's complex multi-million dollar projects, from an IT operations perspective, how has your department sought to improve its project management disciplines and structure for monitoring projects or programs' performance?
Well, we've done a couple things. I mean, and some of this has been with some coaching from OMB and quite frankly, even some of the policies that come out of OMB in the last several years, one of which was the requirement to get project managers certified in not just project management disciplines, but also acquisition management disciplines. That's incredibly important for a department like Treasury, where a very substantial amount of our IT is actually contracted out. You know, we gain great benefit from the experience and capabilities of the private sector, but it does place some additional management burdens on us. It's a constant challenge to keep pace with all of that is going on in our contracting arena, and quite frankly, to keep people trained at an appropriate level. The project management and acquisition certifications is a key element. And then basically making better use of that earned value management data. So we have these systems. They produce reports. You get the reports on 65 systems. Now you have to synthesize that data and say, what does this really mean? Are there trends here that indicate issues that we need to follow up on? If so, then what are those issues and what are the decisions that we have to make? Managing the information that we get out of our earned value management systems and then making good use of that information, I think, is also a significant challenge area for us.
Switching gears just a little bit, technology has clearly enhanced the ability to share information, but it's also made organizations like Treasury more vulnerable to unlawful and destructive penetration. Would you elaborate on some of the critical security threats and challenges facing your agency's IT infrastructure and the efforts that you've had to enhance your IT security and achieve effectiveness?
In terms of the critical security threats and challenges, you know, the fact of the matter is, as I mentioned earlier, we are so highly networked that almost by definition, we are vulnerable in some degree to every security threat that's out there, whether it's a teenage hacker or some kind of malicious code that's launched against us in particular, or we just happen to be collateral damage as a result of one of our partners. We effectively inherit every security threat that's out there just because we touch so many people with our networks and our daily transactions. So that definitely keeps us very, very busy in the IT security arena. Having said that, I don't know that we're all that much more different than many other federal agencies that are highly networked and have a wide variety of business partners. And certainly we're no different than other parts of the corporate world that are highly leveraging the internet and network. You know, what we're doing about it is kind of a three-pronged approach. One is again, a policy issue. And we look at our policies and we take the government-wide policies, we apply those, and then we look to see what are the specifics that we have to deal with within Treasury. Some particular issues we deal with is we have a large number of people that travel. And so we have equipment that's out on the road. We need to protect that equipment. We need to make sure that their access back into the corporate network is well protected. And we have a number of policy initiatives that are dealing with that. And then those policy initiatives ultimately call for some new tools to be applied. But suffice to say, you know, we're invested heavily in a number of new tool sets. The good news is there's a lot of help being offered by the corporate sector. There are a number of other agencies that have been dealing with these issues as we have, and we collaborate with those other agencies and share lessons learned and tools. And so that's been very helpful. The other issue that we deal with is what I call security basics. So we go back to some of those core policies and just taking one example, configuration management. We're stepping up our monitoring and our enforcement of you know, good IT hygiene, if you will, and making sure that we're doing all those basic things as well as we can. And you know, if you do all three of those, then you stand a fighting chance of being able to operate, you know, fairly securely out in the networked world.
So, Mike, you talk about some of what I would characterize as the technical aspects of cybersecurity, mm-hmm. but another component to it is the human side.
Right.
For example, employees being careless about mm-hmm. Personal information and data security. So along that dimension, what are you doing to create more of a culture of accountability and protection of some of this sensitive personal information?
Well, accountability, you know, kind of starts at the top, and Secretary Paulson has made accountability, management accountability, a prime part of his strategic plan. And within that, if you read that strategic plan, it talks about IT security in particular. I've had the opportunity to discuss our IT security efforts with the Secretary, and he's tasked us with moving out very, very smartly on our improvement plan. And that accountability then kind of flows down. I can tell you that across the senior executive service ranks of the department, IT management overall, and within that, IT security management is a core element. Every executive who has any kind of responsibility whatsoever for IT is being assessed on that. Moving it down to kind of the employee level, that's an area where we're focused on training. We do the annual training. That's kind of the 101 requirement. And now what we're working through is how do we do kind of a pervasive, small doses of training? One of the things that we're trying to do in the departmental offices is we have a weekly security tip that we just issue out in a global email. We're starting to do some brown bag lunches and other types of little town hall type sessions. And we'll focus on a very particular element of IT security. There's been a particular problem that maybe made the press recently. We'll take that and we'll do a little session on that. So we're looking for different ways to keep IT security on the front burner, both at the executive level as well as the staff level. So far, we've seen those to be the most effective techniques.
Great. How is Treasury managing its IT infrastructure and its performance? We will ask Mike Duffy, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Information Systems and Chief Information Officer, to share with us when we return on the Business of Government Hour.